4 NUE mobile.
TJ 4 CTD mobile.
CTD, I believe it was. Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Looks like it's going to drop out right about 5 o'clock.
I'm headed back to the house now. So I'm down here in Taylor's. It looks ominous.
It's a little wet over by the Tarjay, but I haven't actually seen that rain fall out of the sky yet.
It's on the windshield here. What name of the road? I'm on Tanner Road here in Taylor's, backside of the railroad tracks, and windshield's collecting water.
Hey, the temperature has dropped. It's down to 79. It was 89 when I was over, closer to Red Lobster.
What you been up to today?
A quarterly inspection and realizing that I screwed my calendar up and I put something down on the wrong week that I thought was supposed to occur today, and I was wrong by a whole week.
I'm not laughing at you, but I'm laughing with you. I know what you mean. It's getting a little bit of age on me, and just getting more and more forgetful.
I'm going, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, Wyatt. You're an idiot. What the heck did you do? And then you called somebody, and then they didn't actually point out that you're an idiot, but then you realized that you were an idiot. It's like, oh my gosh.
Normally, though, you know, you working with your peers, and they, you know, close to the same age, they kind of laugh along with you, and hopefully wasn't that big a deal, I guess. It's funny until it starts costing money. When you make a mistake and it costs money, now it's not funny anymore, but hopefully this one was funny.
I was expecting them to show up, and when they didn't show up for it, well, I'll just go ahead and do a quarterly inspection while I'm here. And so it didn't cost any money, it just, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, what is it you do for a living?
Bills is I maintain aviation transmitters, the things that are based at the airport, not the actual airplanes. So I actually was doing an inspection on those today.
I see. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Well, you don't get to meet too many people that's in it for a living, you know. But, you know, I don't know that much about airport stuff. I spent my career in military working with communications, doing satellite and troposcatter, but I had kind of had to relearn when I got into ham radio, and still learning.
I do for a living. It's all AM with various sidebands, one or more, and that's about it. I just work just with equipment, but occasionally I have to work with other people.
I see. I understand what you mean. Transmitter's the easy part, people's the hard part, right?
And, you know, all my peers are actually FAA people. And, you know, when you only see them generally once a year, you can't really count them as friends, but, you know, I mean, you know who they are. You either respect them or you don't. And I've had some that I don't respect because, you know, if they're inspecting me, I expect them to actually know what they're looking at. And I've had people that they're like, so what is this piece of equipment? And it's like, dude, how'd you get to be an inspector if you don't even know what it is?
No, you're right. The world's full of that, you know. Sometimes I don't know how they get there. I guess in the military, though, sometimes you have somebody that's just, you know, just horrible. They'll promote them up the chain to get rid of them. So maybe there's a little bit of that going on.
Well, in this case, that was actually the case. He was my inspector, and then he got moved to a different division in the FAA, and and apparently he was not a very good paper pusher for them either, because he stayed in operations for a long time, for at least 10 years, and everywhere he went, there were problems. And I think they finally promoted him to D.C., and now he's not our problem anymore.
Okay, well, you do a lot of traveling.
But I'm just down to one facility now, and it's local, so I don't do that much traveling anymore.
Well, I live in Campobello. In the middle of a farm, I guess, an old farm place, and I don't get out too much, I guess, unless I have to, but here lately, coming to Greer, it's traffic. I swear, I don't know what has happened. It's just like in the last 6 months, I've noticed it. And traffic is awful. Are there that many people here?
A gazillion zero lot line homes all over the place. And, you know, I used to go one-on-one to get home, because I live up there near Skyland Elementary, if you know where that's at. And, you know, 101 used to be a good route to go, then they started putting weird traffic lights up, stop signs in the middle of nowhere, and it's like, oh, please stop. So I'm actually cutting across on Taylor Road right now to get over to 14th.
As crow flies, probably about 2.5-3 miles from Skyland, as crow flies.
So you're my neighbor then. What's your name?
Hello, Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, Chad.
All right, well, my name's Wyatt, and I'm actually a little bit further north. I'm a mile north of Skyland Elementary, so we are neighbors.
You know, I think I may have came by there last year, a year and a half ago, knocked on your door, and had some questions about a digipeter. Maybe that was, I can't quite remember.
Yeah, you were the one, and you like totally took me by surprise. And my digipeter is actually up and running now. I finally got the feed line through to the outside, so it is actually up and running now.
Okay, well, good. Mine's not. I didn't have success.
That's, I don't know if you're making another repeater or not.
I'm in a bad spot, but let me clear on out of here. I don't know if you can hear me, but KO4EUE, nice talking to you. 73.
Hey, Chad, stop by sometime. KJ4CTD Mobile.
4DJW Mobile.
How are you doing today?
I'm in the air conditioning. I've been out in the sun, in the hot sun, sweating like crazy. How about you? How are you doing?
You know, I was doing that earlier out at Donaldson. It was like 92 degrees when I left. Seems we've had a rainstorm somewhere between here and there.
The car says 71. No, 81. It says 81. I did not realize it got that hot. I guess we're into summer now, huh?
I think it's, I looked at the weather this week, and it's, you know, lows are 58-ish, and highs are supposed to be in the 80s, not in the 90s.
I guess that means that's the end of my $120 power bill, right? That's as low as it's going to go.
$350 power bills.
Exactly. Oh, well. Say, Willie, it was fun while it lasted.
Kind of wishing my trees would grow just a little bit faster so I could get a little bit more shade out of them.
Some of mine are going to have to come down. They're getting too big. When they get to where they are about two times as high as the roof line on the house is, then they start to worry me.
We got a tornado through there. You know, my mom's house had that experience last year, and insurance took care of most of the price of getting the trees the rest of the way down.
Yeah, through the roof or through anybody else's roof, yeah, that would be fine. But I've only got about four maybe five or six left that are really big that are a danger to the house or my neighbor's house. And that's good because I had like over 20. I had 27 I took down, 17 I paid to take down, and then another dozen I took down after that. And now I'm down to a manageable quantity, maybe six.
I've done a lot of trees as well. Thankfully, you know, almost all of my trees are a good, you know, 500 feet or more from the house that are big. I've taken down a couple of them over time that got too big. But probably another 10 years before I have to do something.
That fire pit in the backyard?
My garbage burn pit? Yeah, it's still back there. I just burned a whole bunch of boxes, and I had four rose bushes that decided to give up the ghost sometime this past year, and I was sad to see them go, but I burned them all a couple of days ago.
Nathan calling the net around that fire pit. Do you remember that?
Like, that was the time that Johnny went and burned all my boxes that were holding up the... collecting all my boxes to burn.
Over there. I don't know. But I know somebody had to call the net. Nathan was there, and he had his radio and his J-pole, I think, that he sticks in the ground, the one that Ray made him. So he stuck his J-pole in the ground and called the net.
Hey, I have a question for you, since you do a bunch of different radios. What do you think about a sky wire in my yard? Do you think that'd work well on a QRP rig?
You're talking about a horizontal loop?
Affirmative.
Yeah. You're the second person I talked to in less than 2 weeks that is considering... No, you're actually the third person I talked to that's considering a horizontal loop. You know how many feet of wire that is? What did Mike buy? 2,000 feet of wire?
Well, I don't remember how much it is, but I have the art to put it up in.
As big as Mike's was before he moved?
Acres.
And that was like 5 acres that Mike had, wasn't it?
No, but I can talk to my neighbors, and actually, they probably wouldn't care at all. I don't know how... I know it's supposed to be circular, but I don't know how rectangular I can make it, how much of an oval shape I can make it.
Myself. So yeah, I don't blame you. That's like the ultimate antenna. There's some land between Greenville Tech, the northern campus of Greenville Tech, some land between there and my house, that if I just went down one lot with two lines, I could spread out and make something as big as a rhombic on the top of those trees. And I could do it all with multirotors. Hang it all out there with sky wire with multirotors. But I just don't have the nerve to do it. I think it would be a fantastic idea. They're a lot of work to get up. It takes more than a day to get them up.
Not much. I mean, because you got to get all the mount points for that. But then, theoretically, it should work well. And, you know, since right now all I really seem to actually have is QRP HF rigs, that might be the route to go to get a little bit better signal outbound.
Antenna, you can do QRP better than people with a step IR and a 1500 watts. With that antenna, you can talk to anybody, and you don't need propagation. That antenna makes its own propagation.
I'll keep considering that, because, you know, right now the only HF rig that's working is... The Flex 1500, and I do have the ICOM 7000, although it's not 100% hooked up yet.
100%. You got VHF and not HF?
That I have VHF and UHF on the 7000, but HF, I don't know what's going on. I haven't really looked at it in detail, and I definitely don't have a computer hooked to it.
Why? You were using that for your digital rig?
Flex 1500.
Okay. I got my Hermes with 5 watts into a Juma PA100D for my digital rig. And high power is 20 watts. It would go up to 150, but I'll never go past 20. If it takes more than 20, I go looking for something else. Anyway, but I was spending 4 hours a day on HF. So I decided, I can't do this. I'm wasting too many hours per day.
telling me about that amp of yours, because that was the other thing I was looking at, was, you know, looking for some kind of amp, since the Flex is only, you know, piddly power. I actually haven't made any progress. A lot of this has just simply been thought process. I've been really, really, really freaking busy since the beginning of the year.
What an amp. That Juma can't be built. Can't be beat. It's either Finland or Sweden. One of those two comes out of, I don't think it's Norway, but it could be. But anyway, it is a rock solid amp, but you can't buy them already built. You have to buy the kits and build them yourself. But I'm telling you what, that thing is rock solid. I really like that amp. Anyway, I'm at home. I'm pulling in the driveway. Good talking to you. Stay safe. KJ4CTD, W4DJW.
Worked it off and saw what you had to buy parts. But all right, we'll catch you later, KJ4CTD, in a short time. Have a good day.